Hello.
Ms. Renee?
Yes.
Good morning. This is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Ms. Patricia just reached us. She said that you are in need of home care services for Ms. Maria Gutierrez.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be further assisting you along, okay?
Perfect. I know, I was just trying to Google a bunch of stuff, and I saw something that said, is it MRS? And there was, yeah, something on the list of how much. So you said it's a flat rate, I guess.
What's Miss Maria's Gutierrez? How do you spell it for accuracy?
It's her last name is Gutierrez.
Got it. She spelled it a little weird. I was like, yeah, I got to confirm that. And Miss Renee, you're going to be the caregiver to get paid to take care of her?
Yes.
Okay, Renee, what's your last name?
It's the same, Gutierrez.
Okay. And how many hours has she been approved for? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. Because the lady
Let's check the care plan.
Yeah.
All right. What's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is August the 2nd of 1947.
She's a Leo, like my sister, born the same day. Wow. Good people.
Yeah.
What's a good number to reach Maria, although I'm putting you down as the point of contact?
Yeah, she doesn't have a phone, so it would be this number.
Address?
10607 East, and then it's Shelley or Sheely, Shelley, and then Road.
Okay.
And it's Independence, Missouri. And then 64052.
64052. And what county is this in?
Jackson.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, let's check to see what she has right now. Let's see if they formulated a care plan on her behalf. Let's just see.
I just know that they said it was a structured family health waiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get onto services, that's what it's called, the waiver program. The Family Structured Waiver Program. Let's see what she has. What's her Medicaid ID number, honey?
Hopefully it's the right one.
It's the MoHealth card.
Oh, it's the MoHealth card. Okay, let me. My sister's got so many cards trying to remember which one is which. Okay. Oh, and I don't have my glasses. Okay, it looks like it's.
I know, they make those letters so little, the numbers. 6-7.
I know, and I don't have my glasses on me. So, it was, yeah, I think it's 6707-9956.
All right, let's see if that's it. Yep, that's it. Your eyes are not deceiving you. Let me just check. She has a code 55. They haven't created a care plan yet. She has dementia.
I know that they, yeah. So what happened was, like the lady that I spoke to that was working with us, she said that she put stuff in the system yesterday. She just didn't know if it would reject it because I didn't have an agency down.
Oh, that's why you have to pick an agency. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's my thing is I need to pick an agent. That's where I'm at now is I'm trying to find an agency. So that way, once I find the agency, then I can give her the information. But today's her day off. Mm-hmm. So I've got to call her on Monday, but today's Friday. So that's why I got to get this agency like ASAP.
Okay, so we are an agency. Let me give you the information so you can leave her a voicemail at least. So by the time she gets back in her office, everything is on her voicemail.
Okay.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready to write stuff down. I'm going to process the referral right now.
Okay, I am ready to write stuff down.
Yes, it's Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Deluxe Home Health Care?
Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, Home Care. Okay.
Our phone number is 314.
501.
2508, and my name is Jasmine.
Okay. Now, do you guys work with the state of Missouri then, or all different states? Because your number comes up as Pennsylvania, so I wasn't sure.
Yes. We have agencies throughout the whole state, and we're licensed throughout all the counties. So.
Okay, great.
All right, I'm going to submit the referral right now and get this ball rolling on your behalf so that we can get ready for Ms. Gutierrez, okay, and you.
And how does that work as far as the program? Because they were saying, you know, it's a flat, I think it's like a flat daily rate because of the waiver thing.
Right.
And what is it? Because every agency pays that out. So I was curious on what your company.
I don't know what they're going to give her. We have to get the care plan first, and then it's a flat rate designed by the state, so we can't change that. So whatever that flat rate is, they're gonna tell you right away once we get the hands on the care plan, because we can't authorize ours without that or pay. Okay. We can discuss it until we get all that information in. So as soon as we get a hold of the coordinator, then we can move forward with that.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't know that this person that was doing the whole this whole process with me and meeting the agency, she said whether you work 1 hour or 24 hours,
you still
it's
get
just
the
a
same
flat.
Thing.
Yeah. Because she lives with us, and she has for many, many, many years.
Wow.
But it's just since she's had the stroke, she's had the dementia all along, but we didn't know about the whole paid thing.
Right.
And she's had a walker, she's got kidney disease, and then recently she just had the stroke. And so it's definitely like she needs like hands-on care all the time. Like we have to change, you know, drain her catheter bag. We take her doctors, give her meds. I mean, a lot of things we are doing anyway, but this now she's got like a catheter in, so we have to drain it. And she's, you know, has like pull-up brief things that we have to change her every day. We'll get her up, take her to the bathroom. We have to fix her meals. We have to do everything for her. She can't do anything.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then she's always, of course, with the whole dementia, like, how come my arm doesn't work? Because she's totally flaccid on one side. So she forgets. And it's like, why am I taking these medications? And so.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And someday she's like, how many kids do you have? How old are you?
Gosh.
And I'm like, yeah, she forgets. And so. And then I want.
Well, she's very lucky to have you.
Yes. So we've cared for her, you know. She's lived with us. I mean, she's cared for herself all these years until as of late. You know, probably the last 3 years we've had to do more care because we've realized, wait a minute, she's taking all her own medications when we got her from my sister-in-law because she had her for a little bit. And we're like, I don't think that's smart.
Yeah, no, it's nothing
so we
like being
like, no.
with family. Yeah.
Because she wouldn't remember whether she took something or not. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, no, we need to do this different.
Yeah. It sounds like you're more structured.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But, too, it's just knowing that it's like worse, you know, saw the whole memory issue being a problem. So we're like, no, this means she can't do these things. I don't trust her to do certain things, so.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you.
Yeah.
All right,
so
let me submit this referral, and then the coordinators will reach you to further you along in the process, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome to Deluxe Home Care.
Thank you. So is that it? You've just submitted that, and then
I just
wait for somebody to call me?
That's it. Uh-huh. But you can also leave a message to your state worker. And let them know that you found an agency just so she knows that you are ahead of the game so she don't close out your request.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Great. Thank
All right.
You
well,
so much.
Take care. Have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.